Hey everyone, if you know me, you know that I've been investing in precious metals for many, many years. Once I realized that private banking cartels could drastically manipulate currencies, putting my family savings in jeopardy, I decided to take matters into my own hand and diversify our savings strategy. This is why I buy physical silver and gold and invest in metals through our Roth and 401k, and I only invest with Colonial Metals Group. CMG is the exclusive sponsor of the Shannon Joy Show, and they're helping me set up a safe and secure self-directed IRA where I have access to my assets no matter what the stock market, or for that matter, the government is doing. Let the team of experts at Colonial help you protect your family's future with an extra special offer just for the SJ audience. Click on the link in the description below or call 888-705 0950. That's 888-705-0950, and you'll be eligible to receive a free safe and up to $10,000 in free silver just for the SJ audience. Join me today and take back your power. Secure your wealth with Colonial Metals Group. Hello, world, and welcome to the Shannon Joy Show. We're broadcasting from the Joy Virtual Studio right here in the beautiful Finger Lakes region of New York State. It is so good to be with all of you today. We are joined today by a very, very special guest. His name is Brett Miller. He is the CEO of Galileo. It is a fast-growing, censor-free social media platform providing information, influencer content, and real-time data to global cell phone and satellite device users. And this guy is an expert on everything that has to do with communication. We are living in a time that is very uncertain for so many people. And when you look at Kathy Hochul in New York State deploying the National Guard to the subway, people are asking whether or not there's even going to be an election in this 2024 election year, whether we're even going to have debates. People don't trust the voting systems. They don't trust massive corporations. They don't trust either political party. And everything just seems to be very uncertain. And in that moment, as a mom, I have three kids, a family, this idea that cell phone towers could go down, communication could go down. Also, the fact that our phones are not secure. I am constantly in angst over the fact that my cellular device, my cell phone, everything that I do electronically is just scooped up by the federal government, by corporations. And we're going to toss this issue down on the kitchen table and learn a lot about it from an expert in the industry. This is not one of my stronger topics that I do often on the program, but I do have some experience. One of the first major issues that I covered 10 years ago when I started the Shannon Joy Show was the NSA information, the information released by Edward Snowden, blowing the lid off of this idea that the federal government basically has access to everything. It's quite concerning. And we're going to learn a lot about that today on the program, benefiting from the expertise of Brett Miller, again, CEO of Galileo, military veteran, 9 years in the Marine Corps. Brett, welcome to the Shannon Joy Show. I'm so glad that you're here with us today.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me. This is great. Looking
Well,
forward to
so you're going to understand how very, very bad I am at this type of stuff. I am self-produced here at the Shannon Joy Show. I don't know how I pull it off every day because I am terrible when it comes to tech and data and information, but I know enough to know that number one, our systems are not secure. It seems they could go down at any time. And number two, indeed, our devices are spying on us on a regular basis. That makes me really uncomfortable. And if you could just tell the audience a little bit before we get started, I'm going to ask you a ton of questions. Before
Sure.
we get started, just your expertise in this area and why you're involved in this, why you started your amazing company, and what got you into this issue that is now really beginning to concern millions upon millions of Americans.
Yeah, sure. Little background. I was in the military, Marine Corps, hoorah, Semper Fi, all my devil dogs out there,
There you
OEF,
go.
OAF, got injured, got out. And, but when I was in, I was an RO, so I ran radio. So I used to do encrypted work on PRK 77s and SINGARs, which means absolutely nothing to you, but it doesn't mean much to anybody anymore anyway, because that was, as you know, years ago, and they don't even use that stuff anymore. But it was, I got into learning just kind of encryption, what it was all about, and in the military, obviously it's a little bit different than civilian world, but I'm getting out. Spent some time in Los Angeles, about 20 years, moving around, doing a bunch of different work out there. And then I had this opportunity. Actually, I had said a prayer to God after COVID that I wanted to get involved and have a voice. And then I met the woman who actually, I didn't start this company. I just want to be clear on that. But I met the woman who did start the company. And we started talking, and with my background and everything, we just hit it off. So now, yeah, I'm the CEO of Galileo. But what I really want to talk with you about today, and what's really important, and what you were touching on earlier, was these encrypted devices and just our general daily carries when it comes to like our mobile devices and our cellular and the data that goes through there. I can keep going.
Oh
There's
yeah, no, we'll set you right up. Yes, to
sure.
remind everyone, I've always been, it stunned me when I reported on the Edward Snowden story almost 10 years ago on my platforms. I did the deep dive. I went in. It was terrifying to know that not only was Verizon and these major cell phone carrier companies stealing and sucking up, hoovering up all of my personal data, but that they were sharing it with the federal government, federal bureaucracies, and really anyone. And I lit my hair on fire at that point. I was like, this is crazy. Are you guys nuts? And I've become a privacy Fourth Amendment kind of gal ever since. So if you ask me for any data, if I go to the doctor's office, the school, like the school tool, all that crap, I'm like, nope, none of your business, none of your business. I won't do it. And so I try to protect my information and my family's information as best I can. But I will tell you, Brett, I completely gave up on the cell phone, completely gave up on the cell phone because no one cared. And it didn't seem like that there were any options out there, any companies that made that a priority. You know, BlackBerry went out the window. That used to be their priority. And it was just basically everyone agreed that you just have no privacy if you're on devices. And I just could never understand that. So I am so glad for what you're doing. By the way, they are associated with Conecta Mobile, which is a
Make the
new
mobile.
sponsor of the Shannon Joy Show. So just so you all know, full disclosure, they are advertisers and sponsors of the Shannon Joy Show. We love them. Phone123.com/joy, by the way,
Yeah, love you. Thank you.
phone123.com/joy. But so yes, if you can speak to that, the scope of the problem of insecurity and just the lack of privacy when it comes to regular devices.
Yeah, I mean, there is none. Right? There's no privacy. We had the several laws that were in place, the Homeland Security and all that, that were put to monitor private citizens, for our safety, right? But the problem is, that we're dealing with public servants versus private citizens. So somehow the roles got switched. Somehow they're spying on all of us, and we're not allowed to know anything that they're doing. And when it comes to data, it's not necessarily like a spy thing. I know a lot of people say, like, well, I'm not breaking the law. What do I have to worry about? Well, I mean, your data is you. It's everything about you. Your social security, your bank numbers, your phone, you have children, the schools they go to, their pictures, the addresses, families' addresses. I mean, everything is on your phone. I mean, I could probably name off all of those things are probably on your phone right now. So similar to scanners that people were doing, when we heard back in the 90s and 2000s, we're like, oh, they can scan your wallet and steal your info. Well, they can do that with a phone. They can do that today while you're standing at the ATM messing around, or you're in line at the grocery store. Someone can walk up, scan your phone, and pull that information. Now, with our connected mobile phone, our device is encrypted. So our device has a comprehensive security solution in there. So if they try to scan your phone, they get nothing. It'd be like similar to putting your wallet in a Faraday bag. That's how the device itself is, and that's just the device. Now, inside of that, we have our privacy app that is from Connected Mobile only. So we are the only ones that have this privacy app, and that is an end-to-end encrypted network. So if you text from the privacy app to another Connected Mobile user on the privacy app, nobody, including us, can read that. No,
Wow.
none of your phone can't read it. The government can't read it. We can't read it. Our private servers, it's all jumbled. I imagine, like, I take one message, I break it into a billion pieces, I send it through a VPN wormhole. Those billion pieces are now collected on the other side and brought back into that single message. And now you get to read it. You're
Wow.
over there for me. So you get to
Yeah,
read it.
that's okay.
But
Yeah.
I mean, that's the idea of our phone. So the phone itself is private. And then inside that phone, we have the encrypted privacy app, and that's private. So all your text messages and your calls and everything that you're sending are all secure inside this singular device, not singular wireless, inside our device, this single device. And that's, again, between people trying to steal your identity, people trying to steal your data, people trying to break into your world, get to know you. I mean, if you're vocal right now, I mean, look how people are getting targeted. There's a lot of things that are happening just by the words that we're using. And they're putting us on lists. They're putting everyone on lists. I mean, and you could just look at like the trial with Trump, whatever your opinion is on that. That the attorney, Jack Smith, requested that Twitter provide him with a list. A list of what? A list of everybody that liked or sent out a message from Twitter that had to do with Donald Trump. Now, again, your opinion is everyone's opinion. I don't care about the person. What I care about is what's going on. That means that there are lists being created with your name on it because you might have liked something, you might have gone somewhere, you might have been located. I mean, the FBI is arresting people that flew to Washington around the 6th. They didn't have to go to the Capitol. They're just arresting them for being there. Well, how do they know that they were there? Well, they check flight logs. They can triangulate and check your GPS via your phone. I mean, how many criminals get caught because they have their phone on me? I mean, where you are, what you say, what you look like, and all of your private information is not. Verizon, T-Mobile, AT&T, everybody is collecting your data. And not only are they collecting it, they're creating a profile of you of that data. And then they're either selling that data to somebody else for profit, or they're using it to, send you advertising or who knows, right? And that's just the positive side. Let's just say someone nefarious. What if T-Mobile just mass bulk sells it and then they bulk sell it and then they bulk sell it? I mean, you don't know who's on the end of that. So maybe somebody you don't like or someone that doesn't like you is now purchasing all the information. Everything that you ever had on your phone is now being bought by someone who doesn't like you or anybody. And then now they know everything about you. And that's because why? Because you paid Verizon to use a phone and talk to your loved ones, talk to your kids, talk to your significant others. I mean, we've just kind of reached this place where, we are private citizens, and what I say to my friends and family, it's not illegal. I mean, speech is a God-given right. I can speak, right? I always say, in the beginning, there was the word, and the word was with God, and then God spoke. So your words are divine. And when God got mad at Nimrod, what'd he do? He took away their ability to communicate. So communication is a gift from God. It's divine. And anybody that tries to take it away from you is trying to harm you, because that's how we express, our things to each other. So this our connected mobile phone, end-to-end encryption. I'm going to read off some of the things. We have adaptive authentication, and that's that idea where I can take one message, turn it into a billion, send it through a wormhole, and then you collect it on the other end. And then, yeah, it's super user-friendly. We send you a free phone, $35 a month. It's all encrypted, all in, unlimited everything. So it's a great deal.
That's amazing. And I have to say, early on in my career, this idea that they use this information and this data to sell you things. I was in advertising and
Oh,
marketing
yeah.
for 10 years before I started the Shannon Joy Show. Well, closer to 14 years actually before I started the Shannon Joy Show. And everything is about the demographic profile, the psychographic profile, the geographic profile. Like advertisers, even if they're innocent and they want to sell you a product, want to know what you're all about. And nefarious actors can also use that information against you. And one of the things that killed me that I learned early on, many, many years ago, when a company came to me out of California and they wanted me to do a Facebook show. And so we had a bunch of meetings and we set everything up. And I'm like, okay, I'll do my Facebook show. And they sent me a psychological and demographic and geographic profile of the person that they wanted me to target. And it was right down to literally, I mean,
Scary.
like all of the, they know what makes you click, what makes you happy, what makes you sad. And that can be used. What people don't understand is that that can be used against you. It can be used to manipulate you. It can be used to instill fear. And they know what buttons to press. And I don't ever want, a lot of times when I go into social media, I'll say, how do you want me to feel today, Twitter? How do you want me to feel today, Facebook? Because it's that sophisticated with the AI, with new technologies out there. People really have to reassess what it is to be private and how valuable. Fourth Amendment, it's a big one. It's one that the founders and the framers were very concerned about. Yet everyone's just like, well, I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm not breaking the law. No. You need to be private. So we're going to be back. We're going to go to break real quickly. We'll be back in a moment to continue this discussion with Brett Miller. Again, this show is sponsored by Connect Mobile. We are so thankful for the partnership. This is a way for you to protect your privacy and the privacy of your family. Again, as low as $35 a month plus a free phone. You can get all of the information you need at phone123.com/joy. Make sure you use the /joy or they won't know I sent you. You can also talk to a real person, which I love, 941-246-2156. That's 941-246-2156. If you want to ask them a million questions, they'll answer them for you. I'm so glad that these companies, because Brett, I'm telling you, 10 years ago, everyone thought I was crazy. And there was no discussion about this. I'm so thankful that there's a market for this. And when we come back, I want to ask you about that. What was the vision behind what you guys decided to build to serve a market that clearly is growing, right? People want this. They're waking up. And I want to ask you about that in a moment when we come back right here on the Shannon Joy Show. Thanks for listening to the Shannon Joy Show. We'll be right back. As you all know, the Joy family is super sporty. We all play volleyball. The kids are playing beach volleyball in the summer, high school volleyball in the fall. And right now we are traveling across the country almost every weekend, different city every weekend, playing club volleyball. And the kids need good nutrition. Very difficult to be healthy on the road. Sometimes they're playing, you know, up to 5 games a day, 10 games in a weekend. And they need the vitamins and minerals. They need the nutrition. And I'm so thrilled to partner up with Field of Greens so that they can get all of the vitamins and the nutrients and the nutrition that they need to supplement their regular diet and keep them full of energy and healthy on the court. Also, healing after these long tournaments is really important. And the product line over at Field of Greens is fantastic. It is an easy way to make sure that your family is getting the nutrients that they need all natural every single day. Go to fieldofgreens.com. That's fieldofgreens.com and plug in the promo code Shannon. You can check out their whole lineup of products. And if you put in that promo code Shannon, you'll get 15% off your order. So we're super excited to partner up with them and looking forward to a super healthy 2023.
Hi, my name is Quinn Pittman. I grew up here in these Florida woods. I like to hunt and fish on our land in Osteen, Florida. When I was 7, I asked my parents if I could have a couple of milk goats so I can make cheese. I am 14 now, and I have a small goat herd. My dad built this barn to keep my goats safe from the bobcats and coyotes that sometimes roam our land. I milk them every day before school. I love spending time with my goats. I make ice cream and milk for some of my friends that are allergic to cow's milk, because every kid should be able to eat ice cream. I also make goat milk soap. It is better for your skin, it won't dry out, and it lasts a long time. I make it on my back porch with my mom. If you would like to try my soap, you can order it at qpgoatsoap.com. Place an order and we will make sure that you have fragrant, freshly cured goat milk soap in your home, just like we have in ours.
We are back, everyone, joined today by Brett Miller. He's the CEO of Galileo. This is a company dedicated to privacy, dedicated to censor-free social media platforms, dedicated to protecting your privacy, providing Americans with the ability to communicate in so many different ways. I mean, we're just talking about Connect a Mobile today, which is the super, super private, secure phone system for Americans. But there are a lot of different ways that our country is at risk because our ability to communicate is being attacked on a regular basis by both parties, massive corporations, global corporations, you name it, intelligence agencies, who knows who's out there. And so it's really, really concerning to Americans. I want to hear about it. You know, I love the fact that there's a market for this, for you guys to build this company. And what was the vision behind it? Like, what is the mission that you guys are looking to achieve in providing this for the American people?
Privacy.
Yeah.
Privacy. Yeah. I mean, everyone deserves their own privacy. That's why we have blinds on our windows. That's why we have doors, right? That's why, we don't all live in communes, together in one big collective. We like our privacy. We're private citizens, and we have that right to be private citizens and to not be spied on. I think what happened over the years, and when I kind of take a look back, I mean, we all got used to, especially in this digital age, we all got used to terms and agreements. Remember the terms and agreements? You just kind of swipe through and it's like 700 pages. Then finally, okay, click. I agree. Well, what did you agree to? You have
I
no idea what
know.
you agreed to. Terms and agreements, I feel like, was a sneaky little way for these companies to basically say, I'm just gonna have you agree to steal everything that I want and forget you. And if I don't like what you say, then I'm just gonna shut you off. I mean, you can name the top companies. I don't even have to name them, but just look back what happened, starting in COVID. And so what? Someone had a different opinion of the mainstream narrative, which we are now finding out was probably a total lie.
Yeah.
And everybody was lying, and nothing was safe, and nothing was effective. And, it didn't come from where they said. So everything that they said was a lie, they. But yet, good people who are trying to save lives and offer people solutions of health and wellness, or even just mental health and well-being, were being ejected and
Yeah.
shut down and cut off and censored and punished. And I mean, what kind of 1984 nonsense is this? Since when are people not allowed to speak? And especially when they're trying to speak and talk to each other and share information on how to save each other's lives. I mean, the only reason you would not allow someone to call someone or tell someone something to save their life is because you want them dead. I can't think of another reason why you would try to cut off life-saving information from a group of people unless you really wanted to kill them. Because why else would you try to do that? There's no other reason to cut off information to people. So, the motivation behind it is exactly that. It's privacy, it's freedom, it's everything that this country stands for, everything that we people, we love and we live by. It's our constitution. It's number one. And like you said, it's number four. It's on there. All these things are listed for a reason. And here we are in these times where, Verizon could just decide to cut me off, and YouTube can ban you or ban me or whatever. And, Twitter can put me on a list and send me to the FBI. And all these things are happening, and people can kick down your door for saying something they don't like. I mean, that's just crazy. So you want to play the game of speak and punishment? Well, then we're going to play the game of you're not going to get to hear what I say then. And we're going to set up a network where where people can speak freely without the threat of punishment or some sort of, being subjected to some sort of negative outside influence just because they're trying to use, again, their God-given right to share words, to communicate with their fellow human beings. So that's the motivation is freedom and privacy.
Well, and it's so interesting. It truly, truly. You had BlackBerry, which was the like supposed to be the most secure, and everybody loved BlackBerry, right? Through the 90s, 80s and 90s, and that was the thing. It was primarily the 90s, into early 2000s. And then it's like a switch turned. BlackBerry goes away, and you have Verizon, T-Mobile, AT&T, whatever, and no one cares about privacy. You never see them advertising, "Hey, we're going to keep your information private. Hey, we're going to protect your like." And they share it with third parties and apps as well. Can you speak to how apps on your phone can suck up data, and other nefarious actors can come in and put you and your family at risk?
Absolutely. I mean, we're all familiar with what's going on with TikTok, the different versions between our version and the China version and the information. As soon as you log on, everything in there is gone. As in, well, not gone. It's all just on someone else's server. As soon as you log into those apps, it doesn't matter. Your phone, your bank account, doesn't matter. Pictures, or sorry, your phone numbers, your bank account, your pictures, addresses, it doesn't matter. They take it all. And you click, yes, you agree. I agree. You can take everything about me. And not only do they take it, they use it. Now, it's one thing, like you said earlier, it's funny, haha, well, I talk to you, and then all of a sudden I get ads on my phone that are trying to sell me whatever we talked about,
Happens
socks,
all the
sneakers.
time.
Yeah, happens all the time. And everyone's like, ah, it's annoying and creepy, but take annoying and creepy to the next level, right? And annoying and creepy when it comes to spying is the guy standing outside your window spying in. And again, we have blinds for these reasons, right? So our phone, the encrypted version of the connected mobile phone, our encrypted connected mobile phone is the reason that we're promoting it, because we are just offering privacy and security back to everybody. That's all it is. It's just privacy and security at a deal. Because, like you said, we had all these, it wasn't that long ago that, it was a big deal to stay private, right? Like it was important to us to keep our information. And now it's just like, oh, a new app, I agree. Oh, a new thing, I agree. Oh, a new content, I agree. I agree. I agree. What are you agreeing to? I would argue that less than 1% of all listeners have ever read the terms and agreements. And
No, you
in there is
can't. It drives me
you.
crazy, but you feel like there's no other option. I mean, this is
That's right.
why, Connecta, you guys have, hit the trifecta with me in terms of being a perfect advertiser, right? You're serving a need that is very, very important to my audience. You're doing it in a way that is transparent. It's within the bounds of the Constitution. It's freedom based. And you're also supporting the show, right? So for me, it's the perfect partnership, and I'm just really thankful because it really has frustrated me that there's been nothing out there, literally nothing out there. Thanks for listening to the Shannon Joy Show. We'll be right back. Hey guys, I am so psyched to be working with the folks over at Colonial Metals Group. You guys know that I am all about personal empowerment, never living in fear or waiting for some politician to save you. Being at the whim of the stock market or the current administration does not make me feel safe or secure. But having a self-directed IRA where I can safely store physical gold and silver, assets that have stood the test of time, makes a lot of sense to me. Let the team of experts at CMG help you protect your family's future. Maybe you're just getting started. Maybe you're already in a 401k or an IRA, or maybe you're thinking about your parents' retirement. Regardless of your situation, Colonial Metals Group can help. We put together a special offer for this audience. Click on the link in the description below or call 888-705-0950. That's 888-705-0950, and you'll be eligible to receive a free safe and up to $10,000 in free silver. Don't sit around waiting for a politician to save you. Save yourself, protect your wealth, and call Colonial Metals Group today.
Yeah,
Beautiful.
it's disturbing now. And I mean, even like you were saying apps earlier, and Twitter, we all know that the Department of Defense purchased that. We all know that Facebook is not, Mark Zuckerberg's college idea. Like we all,
You're all DOT.
remember LifeLock? Like all these are all things that were designed, and we're, you almost have to be living under a rock right now to not read about it, because it's public information. You could go read about like where the finances came to do this. So then you have to go, why? Well, why are they financing this? Why does a private company, or why does the government care so much about who I am and what I'm doing, even though I'm not breaking the law? But why should I still be under this scrutiny? Well, I don't know the whys for everyone, but I don't like it. And nobody likes it, and this is not how it's supposed to be. So we just want to offer a solution, we just a solution to have free speech with the ones you love internally, and know and feel the sense of security every time that you use your phone that it's yours. It's your phone for a reason. You pay the bill, you pay the service, right? You carry it around. It's your friends, your contacts, your family, your pictures. So why should I, as Verizon or somebody else, be reading it? Why should I be collecting it? It's not mine, it's yours. So that's what we do at Connected Mobile. We give you what is yours: your life, your privacy, your ability to speak. It's yours, and we just want to support you in that for as low a cost as we can. And yeah, $35 for a Samsung 23 right now,
Not bad
Galaxy
at all.
23, that's a steal. You can't get that anywhere. So
Not bad at all. Very simple. It's actually very simple. And I have come to find that there is so much truth in simplicity. Very
yeah.
often, complexity is where they hide all the nasty stuff. And that's
Sure.
why they pass, 100,000 page bills in, overnight in Washington,
Oh yeah.
D.C. It seems, Brett, that this is a kind of a bipartisan problem. It seems, unfortunately, that in Washington, D.C., the American people and the American consumer will get no relief from either Republicans or Democrats at this point because they're both, in a lot of ways, complicit in the building of the apparatus that continues to threaten Americans' constitutional right to privacy and that Fourth Amendment right. When we come back, I'd like to talk with you a little bit about that. I have advocated to my audience, number one, I love parallel institutions. Last week, we had Ed Dowd on the show talking about
I love
financial
it.
collapse, and he's absolutely brilliant. We love him. He's talking about community banks, small local banks, ways for people to pull themselves out of these massive systems and find one another and support the smaller companies, the smaller banks, the smaller institutions that are actually respecting people's God-given natural human rights. And so, in the same way, I work with Wellness Company. They are providing a parallel system for Americans who want a second opinion, who want to get out and spit themselves out of the healthcare system, who want, yeah.
Sorry, I just want to add, again, medications. Get medications that have been proven to cure ailments that all of a sudden you're not allowed to get because we don't want you to have it. What do you mean you don't want me to have it? It's a three-time Nobel Peace Prize winner, and it's on the NIH website to cure not only this but cancer. Why are
Yes,
you
ivermectin.
refusing? Well, I didn't want to catch you.
I'll say it. I'll say it.
I'll
No,
say it
but
too. Ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine. We'll say it all. I don't care. I'm just saying, all these guys, I mean, again, it's an information, data, your ability to communicate. If whomever they are, I'm not going to get into the finger pointing, but somewhere, somehow, someone thinks that you're not allowed to know something that was okay to know a year ago. Or you're not allowed to say something that you're allowed to say. You can say whatever you want. Your opinion is your opinion. That's why it's called an opinion. I mean, it's yours. So just right in line. What you named Wellness Company, Edward Dowd. I got a funny story about Edward Dowd, but I'm here right now because of I heard Edward Dowd say a prayer before he
No.
wrote Cause Unknown that he wanted a voice, and that was I was like I heard him say that during he was interviewing someone. Or being interviewed, and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna do that same thing. And it was the next day that I got a phone call. That next morning after I said that prayer, I pray for a voice. Here I am, send me, Lord, Isaiah. And that next day, I got a phone call, and that's what led me on the path to be where I am right now. So yeah, I love Edward Dowd. And again, Edward Dowd, what did he do? He just took information and he spread it. He spread it out, and they tried to shut him down too. And what's he, I mean, the same information that he's trying to share with you. They're using to make money, but you're not allowed to know that information. Only they can use that information to make money. But as soon as Edward tries to tell you, the person who they're making money off of, now you got a big problem, and now you're not allowed to say that kind of stuff. So yeah, it's across the board, and I would love to talk with you. I mean, bipartisan,
Oh
that's
yeah,
not
we're gonna go to
no
break.
such thing.
Oh,
No
we're gonna talk
such
about
thing.
that.
So yeah,
Oh, we're gonna
let's
go
talk about
there. Oh, we're gonna go there.
that.
Listen, what Edward did is he used his expertise and his knowledge, his very unique expertise and knowledge in a certain area, his ability to spot signals and trends. He used to use that for BlackRock to help his clients. He's a hugely successful investor of these massive funds for BlackRock, and really using all of those talents to empower and educate Americans so that we can protect ourselves. And that's where I see you guys. That's why I'm thankful to have met you, Brett Miller. You're pretty awesome. CEO of Galileo, again, associated with our new advertisers here on the Shannon Joy Show, Connect to Mobile. We could not do it without our advertisers, and we don't have a ton, but we have the right ones. And it keeps the lights on here at the Shannon Joy Show. So if you're interested in protecting your privacy, please go to phone123.com/joy. That's phone123.com/joy. And feel free to call them as well. The number is 941-246-2156. Okay. 941-246-2156. And I will put that in the show notes as well. So you guys have access to everything. We'll be back in a moment to continue the conversation with Brett Miller right here on the Shannon Joy Show.
Quinn Pittman's goat milk laundry soap is a hit.
Hey, Miss Valerie, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Quinn. Thank you.
My sister loves taking music lessons with you.
Oh, I love teaching her music lessons. She's a great student, an absolute joy to work with.
She also said how much you love our laundry soap.
I sure do. I can hardly believe how little amount of soap I have to use. My clothing smells fresh, it's great, and my clothing has never been softer. I also really appreciate that your soap does not use any harsh or harmful chemicals, and I love knowing that my family is a lot healthier now.
That's the difference between detergents that you buy at the store and our soap, which is made with raw goat milk.
Well, what you guys are doing is great. I love it, I appreciate it, and I am a lifelong customer.
Well, that's great. I'll see you at church on Sunday.
Sounds great. See you then.
Get your goat milk laundry soap today at qpgoatsoap.com. qpgoatsoap.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Shannon Joy Show. Today, we're joined by Brett Miller. He is an expert. He's the CEO of Galileo and an expert in privacy, encryption, communication, the Fourth Amendment, your information. Listen, guys, if information were worthless, they wouldn't want it so bad. Okay.
Boom.
Nothing is ever for free. There's no such thing as a free lunch. So the free app, the free social media, it's all about data. In fact, there's this really, really creepy, creepy commercial. I believe it's featuring Bill Gates or someone from the WEF or whatever. And he's walking down the road saying that information is the new gold. Information is going to be the driver of the 21st. They want it all. They want it all. And there's only one thing that we can do independent. We're not going to get any help from Washington, D.C. at this point. No help from the global corporations. Republicans aren't going to help us. Democrats aren't going to help us. It's up to us as consumers to make different decisions. This was the essence of the conversation that I had last week with Ed Dowd about the coming financial trouble resulting from the lockdowns of 2020 and the disastrous rollout of the COVID-19 vaccines, the human death toll, the tragedy. And this is now going to move into economic trouble. But the answer is not to light your hair on fire or stick your head in the sand or crawl up in the fetal position and just ignore it. You got to do something to protect yourself and your family. And so in the area of healthcare, in the area of finances, we always want to empower you guys to spit yourself out of the system, find alternate parallel institutions. And that's the kind of conversation we're having today with our new sponsors and Brett Miller over at Galileo. They are helping Americans regain their privacy, which is a God-given natural right laid out in the Constitution, Fourth Amendment, period. And I want to thank you for that, Brett, and everything that you guys are doing. It's awesome.
Well, thank you. And we're honored to support you, and we're honored to support people like you at Connected Mobile. We're honored to support voices of truth and, you know, godly voices and people that are just speaking truth and information and trying to help their fellow man, because that's really what it all is. And we're not going to get any help from DC with anything. In fact, DC is the problem.
Let's talk about that a little bit. Well, first, a lot of it started with, I mean, let's go back, right? 9/11.
Let's go back to the beginning where it's the District of Columbia. So it's not a state. It's not part of the United States. It is not a state. Okay. Let's just be clear. Let's be clear.
You're right. You're right.
The District of Columbia. Columbia is the demon ISIS. It's another name for the demon ISIS.
Wow.
So it is a district of the demon. That's why it's in the shape of a pentagram. Yeah. All of DC, all the streets are in shape. Obelisks everywhere. I don't know if you know what an obelisk is, but an obelisk is Satan's. So there's those everywhere, right? So it's not our friend.
It's not a nice place.
And it's not a state. It's not part of the United States. It is a cancer. Mm. It is a cancerous district that we send enormous amounts of money to for them to turn around and harass us.
Right.
I mean, I'm trying to think of like one good thing that Washington, D.C. or Congress or the Senate or anybody has done for the United States or the world, frankly, besides just laundering money. I mean, name one good thing they've done for us. I can't think of one, maybe some government programs, but that's not them doing it. That's just them giving some of our money back. It's all us. Yeah. Everything is the people. There's 340 million people in the United States. There's what? A million people, a couple hundred thousand people working in DC. Like, honestly,
they're terrified.
They lie all Go ahead. I'm sorry. Yeah, please, please. I'll rant forever. You go.
I know. I love it. I'll let you go. I mean, they're terrified that we can communicate, though. And that's like coming up. We're going to be having Dr. Aaron Cariotti is going to be with us. Jeffrey Tucker is going to be with us this week, too. They're having a big rally down in D.C. March 18th, focusing exclusively on the mass censorship. Washington, D.C., in the attempt to shut down any discussion, any debate whatsoever during the lockdowns of 2020, using personal information and censorship against people like Dr. Aaron Cariotti, Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. Robert Malone. They were censored. They were canceled. They were demonized. A lot of them were threatened with the removal of their licenses. Many of them lost their jobs. This is how the collection of data can be used against individuals who want to speak out against the powers that be. And so, you know, the sophistication of how they targeted these people. I mean, when you look into the case, Aaron Cariotti is one of the complainants in, Biden versus Missouri versus Biden. That's the big censorship case. And when you go in and you read the judges, one of the judges' opinions on, I mean, the scope and the sophistication of the government, you know, collecting the data and then using it against these people, it will turn your stomach. I mean, it's unbelievable. And unfortunately, it came out of a Republican administration, tragically. 2020 started by Republicans, Republican president. Then Joe Biden comes in and makes it a million times worse, carries the ball right down the field. Like, there's just not, unfortunately, even people with good intentions, maybe trying to do the right thing, the apparatus is just too powerful. It's too big. Yeah. And that's why we simply have to pull ourselves out of it.
Yeah, that's, I mean, that again, what you're talking, the persecution of people all came from this collection of data through these few sources, right? It was a few online platforms that, I mean, think 2 years ago, there was no Rumble. There was no, you know, alternative. There was no truth. There was no, and if there
Substack.
Was,
it was yeah,
it was, no we had a handful of places that people would post information because, again, just like the terms and services, we all felt complacent. We all felt safe, but we were being complacent because we didn't do our due diligence to realize that they're spying on us. They're collecting data to use. And that's the other thing that we like with Connected Mobile. And the one thing about this phone and the encrypted privacy app and the end-to-end encryption that's really important is that what you say today may not be a crime, but as rapid as they're shifting and writing new laws and changing new things and punishing people for, I mean, there's a guy in England right now that's in jail for selling bumper stickers. I mean, we're not there yet, but we're fast moving that direction. And so what you should be allowed to speak with your family and your friends about anything you want. I mean, not you should be, you are allowed by God Almighty. So anybody that's trying to take away your ability is fighting against God and what God gave you. So they're evil people. Now, as far as Republican Democrat stuff, no, I don't even believe it. They are one uniparty. The only way you get in is by selling your soul or selling something. And the only way you get out is dying behind the chair, like Feinstein, or being wheeled in, or glitching, Mitch glitching like McConnell is, or pooping your pants, running around like Biden is. I mean, this is disgusting. What is going on in this world right now? Like, they're not leaders. Where are leaders? These are not leaders. These are retirement. Like, the old folks home has gone crazy. And whoever's behind the scenes is really pulling the strings.
Yeah.
And the people behind the scenes hate you. They hate you. They hate your freedom. They hate your choices. They hate your information. They hate your love for your family. I would argue that they hate God, probably most of them, because if they didn't hate God, they wouldn't hate you, because they would realize that you're a creation of God, just like they are. But somehow they've gotten into this system where they feel like, you know, maybe the devil's given them power, maybe just because they're surrounded in this bubble of endless money that they feel like they can just harass 340 million free citizens who pay their bills every day. Well, I mean, I'm not trying to fight them. I'm not trying to get into any kind of combative situation. I think they're just going to do their thing. And I don't think there's much I can do to change it. But what we can do at Connected Mobile is offer privacy to individuals. And that's it.
That's it.
All we're offering is privacy.
I absolutely love it. And it was after I did, you remember your formative reporting. So I mentioned 10 years ago, launched this show. The first domestic tussle that I was involved in was Common Core, right? The federal takeover of every school in the United States of America was awful. The first foreign, you know, debacle I covered was Benghazi, right? And so
we
dive in there. And then there was Ed Snowden and NSA. And let me tell you, when I came away, that was a maybe 1.5 to 2 year process, first 2 years of my show. And it was probably, I think it was the third year of my show that I renounced my Republican card, became an independent blank no party in New York State, and said to my audience, we are in a pickle. Like there is no, these two parties are the same parties. They may have been different 20 years ago or 30 years ago, but they've grown together like a nasty, nasty unibrow, and we've got to get rid of them. Like the answers. Just, and that's been my real, really my mantra ever since. I haven't really changed my tune. I'm still a blank no party here in New York State. There are some good Republicans, probably some good, decent Democrats. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know what goes through their mind. I don't know what happens to them when they go to Washington. I don't
know. Are there? Because I mean, Rand Paul and Jim Jordan and all these guys, they were given all this information about the origins of COVID 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Fauci's still making $500,000 a year of your money, of tax dollar money, running around doing whatever he's doing after he murdered however many million people that he's murdered. I mean, are there good guys? I mean, where are all these good people that, you know, they get up there and they grandstand and they raise money, but are they really good people out trying to help the American people? Or would anybody go to jail? I mean, is anybody, we're just going to pretend like no one's dead, that nothing happened and everybody that lied is okay, you know, but.
In my tune, I'm raging against that every time.
I'm telling you.
I won't let it go. And listen, we have to save ourselves. That is, but you know what? That is so American, isn't it?
Yep.
Isn't that so American? Founders of this country, the original rabble rousers, raged against King George. They signed the Declaration of Independence. They laid it out, all of their grievances. It's the best breakup letter I've ever seen in my life, was the founders with this corrupt institution that was just fleecing them. Right. Just screwing them left and right and left and right. And I think in this case, the American consumer, we've seen the American consumer rise up. Ready? 25% of Americans did not get the COVID-19 vaccine. That's despite the most sophisticated propaganda campaign I've ever witnessed in my entire life, complete with mandates and coercion, both political parties, massive corporations from the bottom up, also the top down. 25% of Americans said no. What does that tell you about our country? Also, you look at the situation with Target and Disney and Bud Light. These are organic, natural boycotts that weren't even organized by anyone. It's just Americans saying, you know what? We don't want your stuff anymore because you hate us, or it seems like you hate us. You look at the collapse of the electric vehicle market, right? It's in the tank because no one wants it. This is the power of the American consumer. This is how you exercise your power outside of Washington, D.C., so that you're not sitting by waiting with bated breath and biting your fingernails, hoping and praying that the guy that you think is going to save you is going to be elected. And even if he gets elected, is he going to do anything he said he was going to do? I mean, come on. It's Groundhog Day political hell here.
What are we waiting for?
Right.
What are we waiting for? Like, we're waiting for them to, I mean, we run everything every day, all day. 5, 6, 7 days a week. We do. We do. We turn the power on. We drive the trucks. We deliver. We harvest the wheat. We tend to the cattle. You know, we build these technologies. We build these institutions. We care for our family. We pay our taxes as good citizens. What do we need them for? What do I need you to make a policy to tell me to keep doing what I'm doing, or to try to take away something that I've built? I mean, who are you? I don't need to. I mean, it's a cesspool, right? I would have thought that Congress and these guys would have just left everything alone because they've been making so much money that they wouldn't have bothered messing with the American people, because why would you break the machine that's paying you?
I'm like, with the billionaires and all of the, like, I don't even care that you have a lot of money. Like, go, you know, have your yachts and your vacation. Have your fun, your bimbos, your prostitutes, whatever it is that you do, the hookers, the drugs, the gambling. I don't even care. Like, I want nothing to do with it.
Right.
But don't come after my kids.
Right.
Don't come after my family.
Well, that's how you know they hate you.
I have three kids. Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
17, 15, and 12. And I'll tell you, that's why I started my show 10 years ago. That's why I continue to do my show, is because I have children. They need liberty. I can't bear the thought of them living in slavery and living in this 21st century transhumanist tech AI dystopia where they have no privacy, they have no agency, they have no ability to go out and pursue happiness, pursue their God-given talents, the thing that God put them on this country, on this earth to do in their lives, in a form of worship. I can't bear it. And we all have to be, I think we need this righteous indignation, and we need to start to take agency ourselves and do the things that we need to do to protect our family and our communities, spitting ourselves out of the system. Sorry, I'll rant a little bit on that.
No, please do. That was amazing. Yeah, I mean, just listening. I agree with you. Listen, I also have children. I want a good, positive future for them. That's why I work. That's why, you know, everybody does. And my grandfather, I liked General Flynn said one time that his parents gave him this amazing country, and he'll be damned if he's going to turn around and give, you know, his kids a dump or whatever. I forget exactly how he said it, but it's much more eloquent than what I just said. But it's that idea. It's like the whole time the American people have been working to build this nation, it seems like these dark, shadowy, pit, swampy, disgusting monsters have been not only making hundreds of millions of dollars in laundering through foreign wars or whatever, but now want to kill you. They want you dead. They're not doing anything to save you.
They don't care.
The borders open, disease, famine. They don't care. They're like, hey, you know what? Well, I hope you die. In my opinion, is that Washington, D.C. wants every American to die. And I don't know why they don't like us, but I don't care. Like, the answer is no. Yeah. And, you know, God made us and made all of us amazing people here. And he put us here. And he told us to defend the children.
Yeah.
So I'm with you. And then again, you know, not to just take it back, but, you know, at Connected Mobile, we're giving you your privacy back. That's what we want to do. We're so proud of you. We're honored to be sponsoring you and all you do and people just like you, because you are protecting the children. You're saving your children, but not just your children. What you're doing now is going to save many children, most that you will never meet. Yeah. But you're defending right now is what it's going to take for America to take back our privacy. Mm-hmm. Close off this open border, start making some energy again, pumping some oil, doing a little bit of, you know, getting some shale.
Like, I also think that the American consumer or the, American people at large can, through omitting themselves from these massive institutions, have the impact of closing in on elected officials and forcing them to do the right thing, even when they don't want to do the right thing. And we've seen some movement in that in some states. So I really am an everything but the kitchen sink kind of girl. Yeah. I love all the different ideas, whether it's lawfare through the legal system, state, local, even federal, whether it's political, if you want to get involved in local elections or school board elections, or even, you know, national elections, go ahead. It's societal, it's building your groups and building your lists and forming your community groups. It's being vigilant and watchful and just adopting a lifestyle of civics, a lifestyle that, you know, we live in a country. We were granted so many freedoms by our Constitution, our founders, freedoms that were largely protected with, you know, it's pretty bad right now. And it's been bad in this country before throughout our, you know, 250, you know, plus years. But somehow we've been able to manage to hang on to the basic tenets of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights.
It's always the people. The people are the ones that make this country go around, and the people are the ones that hold that together. Just not to cut you off, but to add to what you're saying. I mean, you're so poignant on what you're saying. You're absolutely right. Like we, every time we look to a small group of corrupt individuals who are running around just trying to raise money so they don't lose their job, if that's what you want to call it. Like, you know, I mean, I would just, Joe Biden has never had a job, never, not a job outside of it. He never worked a day in his life doing anything other than taking your money. I just want to say that. So like anytime we look at these people that have no idea how to run a business, I mean, we're $34 trillion in debt. What business runs like that? If I tried to do that with my company, if I tried to run Galileo or Connected Mobile at $34 trillion in debt, we wouldn't get very far. It's, so yeah, we're in debt.
We're looking for
useless people to try to help us while everything we say they're using against us, right? Everything, it's basically like they read us our Miranda rights. Everything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. Well, that's not how it works. You have to commit a crime in order for that to happen. So, you know, freedom.
You're absolutely right, too, that we could be, you and I are probably committing pre-crimes right now. We're committing pre-crimes right now. They go back. If we don't win this.
Pre-crime.
In
Minority
five
Report.
To 10 years, I mean, they're going to go back and they're going to gobble all this up and we're going to be in the slammer. And so I don't want that to happen. I don't want that to happen to you. And this
they're
is why
doing
we
it in Canada. They just arrested that person because, you know, well, forget how it worked, but it was a pre-crime. Basically, they thought whatever they were saying was going to lead to something that someone was going to use against them. I mean,
it's not okay.
Anyway, stay connected, get in contact, keep your family close. And like you said, really, the most important thing is community. Community. The people you can see are the ones that are going to be there for you, right? The people you can't see are not. So we can't see DC. They got walls, no windows on any of their buildings. We don't know what's going on. Trust me, they're not on your side. But your neighbors, your friends, your family, your loved ones, the people that you connect with, your followers, the people that you inspire, those are the ones that you need to stay connected with through Connected Mobile, through Galileo, probably not through one of the large social media platforms because, you know,
I mean, listen, we're all in some ways we're all ensnared in this little bit. And I just try to pull myself out little by little. And I know everyone else is trying that as well. Brett Miller, CEO of Galileo. Thank you so much for being with me today on the Shannon Joy Show. And huge thank you, guys. Connecta Mobile. Listen, I tell you this all the time. This show wouldn't be here if it weren't for the advertisers. So that's kind of the agreement there. I am totally independent. You guys know that. I'm not in this to make a ton of money, but I would like to support my family, put the kids through college, that type of thing. And that's what keeps the lights on here at the Shannon Joy Show is your contributions over at theshannonjoy.com. And it is also the patronizing of the advertisers that support us. And you've met all kinds of different advertisers. This one, I'm really, really proud. I'm really proud to be working with people like Brett and the folks over at Connecta Mobile. They provide a great service. If you want privacy, if you want to spit yourself out of that system, deny your cash to the big guys who are totally tethered to the federal government and the people who are attacking our freedoms on a daily basis, one way that you can do that is to consider looking into the products and the services that are provided over at Connecta Mobile. So phone123.com/joy. Phone123.com/joy, or you can call them at 941-246-2156. Brett Miller, any last words before I let you go? But it's been really great, and I'd like to have you on again. It's fun
Thank
conversation.
You, honored to be on. Thank you so much for what you do. God bless you. And I'll talk with you anytime. My pleasure. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you guys for being with us today on the Shannon Joy Show. Again, go support this program over at theshannonjoy.com, theshannonjoy.com. We'll be back to do it all over again tomorrow on The Shannon Joy Show. Hey everyone, Shannon Joy for Connecta Mobile. So when I started my show 10 years ago, I would talk to my friends about privacy and the Fourth Amendment, and they would look at me like I had three heads. Now, fast forward to 2024, post-COVID, and everyone is talking about privacy. We are freaked out by AI, grossed out by government surveillance, and very aware that data is the new gold. Combine that with the new reality that your whole life and all of your data is on your phone and in the palm of your hands, making you a sitting duck for common hackers, corporate hustlers, or government spies. Are you going to let them get away with that? Well, I'm not. And that's why I use my Connecta mobile phone as the official business phone for Joy Media. That's because Connecta is the only phone company that specializes in security and privacy above all else. Call Konecta Mobile today and talk to a real person who lives in the United States about securing your devices and communications for as little as $35 a month. Their basic plan includes device encryption, encrypted text and data, also a free phone. That's just the beginning. Call 941-246-2156 to talk to a representative. That's 941-246-2156. Or go to phone123.com/joy today. That's phone123.com/joy. Get securely connected today only with Konecta.